That blitz article, I wrote a reply and sent it to Krishna Modi, the member of parliament. Yeah. And he's going to discuss it with the other members of parliament. What I did, I...
But this article is in our favor.
No, no, the previous one.
Previous one.
So, but Mr. Modi said that he don't bother about it.
No, no, he will reply. So I gave him the point. He wanted me to give him the point and the right answers. Then he will reply.
What is the point?
Oh. Should I read the whole letter to you? It's a 4-page letter. Okay. Dear Shri Modi ji, Hare Krishna. In Blitz issue of August 21, 1976, an article under the heading of Blitz Tears the Mask of Ungodly Face of Krishna Cult appeared. This article appeared on page 3 of the issue and was written by A. Raghavan of Blitz Delhi Bureau. We beg to state that this was a mischievous article in which the newspaper accused us incorrectly. It is our firm opinion that the purpose of this article was simply to defame ISKCON because it is engaged in spreading God consciousness based on the Vedic scriptures. For your information, ISKCON is a registered society with the Government of India. This society was formed...
For your information, you better submit.
No, for your information, before that I've said, for your information, ISKCON is a registered society with the Government of India.
For your information, that completed.
Pardon?
For your information.
Yes. No, this is a sentence.
Okay.
This society was formed strictly for the purpose of spreading God consciousness. We briefly submit below the misleading information as reported by Blitz and humbly inform you of the facts. What I've done is I've shown each point that Blitz has incorrectly said and then responded to it. Should I read? Oh. Okay. Point 1. Blitz. Ungodly face of Krishna consciousness. ISKCON. ISKCON. So ISKCON is replying now. International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a worldwide community of devotees practicing the Vedic teachings, the eternal science of rendering devotional service to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The society was founded by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, a pure devotee of God, who is coming down in parampara started by Lord Sri Krishna 5,000 years ago. In other words, the roots of this movement trace back to at least 5,000 years. It is not a modern concoction. In India, a society is registered under the Societies Registration Act No. 21 of 1860. As we are a registered non-profit organization, we are required to maintain complete accounts of all donations received, both within India and from abroad. Thus keep a complete account of all our expenses. Our accounts are audited every year and submitted to the income tax authorities and the charity commissioner. Very briefly, the main object of the society as registered with the government is, I've given them the three main points from your Memorandum of Association, to advance, transmit and spread the ethical and philosophical principles of Krishna consciousness as revealed in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and the doctrines and the observances which serve to promote and manifest the said ethical and philosophical principles and in the furtherance of the subject. To build or to assist in building temples, schools, colleges, hospitals and other buildings in connection with or for the advancement of the objects of the society and to maintain, alter and improve the same including existing buildings and to furnish and equip the same. To print, publish, sell or cause to be printed, published or sold or if thought fit to distribute books, booklets, leaflets, daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly or yearly newspapers, magazines or other periodicals for the purpose of giving information to the work of the society. We refrain from 4 categories of sinful activities such as meat eating, intoxication, gambling and illicit sex life. Furthermore, our entire life is dedicated to reading, chanting and preaching about Krishna. We rise at 4 a.m. all over the world. So how can Blit say that we are ungodly when we are following Lord Sri Krishna's teachings? This is my reply to point one. It's okay? Okay. Blitz, point number two. Point two, Blitz. And now with ISKCON, MRA, Anandmarg. Just for your information, Prabhupada, MRA and Anandmarg were banned organizations for murders.
MRA also?
Yes. It is banned now. So Blitz said, and now with ISKCON, MRA, Anandmarg. So ISKCON is replying. ISKCON. Blitz is trying to link us with banned organizations like MRA and Anandmarg. We challenge Blitz to show any of our activity that is dangerous to the Indian society. Our only business is to follow Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna. This is all we are asking others to do also. We are not engaged in any political activity either. So how can Blitz compare us to banned organizations like MRA and Anandmarg? So this is my reply to point two. Point three, Blitz. ISKCON was founded in New York in July 1966. ISKCON. Yes, ISKCON was registered in New York by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Swami went to America at the advanced age of 70 to spread Krishna consciousness because he was ordered so by his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Gauriya Math institutions in India, to spread Krishna consciousness to the Western countries. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada strongly desired that the whole world accept Lord Krishna's teachings, and therefore he ordered his most educated and sincere disciple, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in 1936, to spread these teachings to the Western world. Bhaktivedanta Swami started translating Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita in 1936. When the late Prime Minister Sri Lal Bahadur Shastri saw Bhaktivedanta Swami's Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, "His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is doing valuable work and his books are a significant contribution to the salvation of mankind." Presently, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, a division of ISKCON, has published over 60 books of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. These include Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, 25 volumes, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17 volumes. These books have been acclaimed by both Indian and Western scholars. The books are being used by about 3,000 universities all over the world, including Oxford, Cambridge and Harvard universities. In India, in the last 4 months, close to 400 institutes have placed standing orders on Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's books. Even Russian scholars have...
Calcutta University.
Pardon?
Calcutta University first.
Yes, I said 400 universities. I didn't get it. Even Russian scholars have praised Bhaktivedanta Swami's books and placed orders. For your information, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is the leading seller of books of Vedic culture outside India.
Topmost
probably. Huh?
Topmost probably, sir.
Yeah, topmost, okay.
In the world.
Okay.
That is it.
I said outside India because Gita Press may, you know, it becomes disputable in India. So this was my reply to point three. Point four, Blitz. Most work in India is done by foreign devotees. ISKCON. The founder Acharya of ISKCON is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is an Indian. His Chief Secretary for India is also an Indian. In total, ISKCON has presently about 270 devotees in India, of which at least 150 or about 60% are Indian. Our programs in India have been praised by all leaders. The Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, while inaugurating our Hyderabad Center on August 18, 1976, said, "History appeared to be repeating itself when one found a revival of temple construction, temple worship, and Gita Prayan in advanced countries like USA."
Gita Prayan, Gita Parayan.
Parayana. Okay, I just copied the spelling from the paper, but there's a P-R-A-Parayana.
Parayana.
Okay, I'll change it. He complimented ISKCON for disseminating the Vedic culture. West Bengal government officials have praised our agricultural efforts. The principal officer of agriculture of Nadia district in West Bengal said that our Mayapur farm is receiving attention of nearby farmers, and this farm is acting as a demonstration for them. So the statement that foreign devotees are running ISKCON in India is misleading. Point 5. Blitz. Big business in spiritual sky. The boss of West Bengal is Gregory M. Shroff. ISKCON. In Mayapur, our devotees make handloom saris, dhotis and gamchas. All over the world, our devotees wear the traditional Indian dress of dhotis, kurtas and saris. It is our spiritual master's desire that all our devotees overseas only wear clothes made by our devotees in Mayapur. Spiritual Sky Sales and Services was formed just to send our Mayapur handlooms and other necessities only to our centers overseas. In return, our overseas centers send Mayapur donations. Even Gandhiji wanted every Indian to be self-sufficient. This is what we are trying to do. We produce our own food and clothing. Instead of criticizing, Blitz should publicize these activities so that others can follow. Gregory M. Shroff's spiritual name is Gargamuni Swami, and he is an initiated disciple of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Blitz has tried to portray him as a businessman who is wearing saffron clothes to deceive people. He is a sannyasi since 1966. Point 6. Blitz. Substantial amounts of foreign money is being received by ISKCON India Limited. ISKCON. First of all, our society is registered and called ISKCON, not ISKCON India Limited. They are purposely being sarcastic. It is not a business house. Yes, we do receive remittances from abroad. Every paisa that has been remitted from abroad has come to the Reserve Bank of India. Bhaktivedanta Swami has written over 80 books which are being sold in every country in the world. These books are selling throughout the world $60,000 daily, which is about 5 lakhs. We have over 100 centers all over the world, and all these centers are being run by book sales. In the last 3 years, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust has published over 2 million hardbound big books, about 3.5 million softbound medium-sized books, and about 15 million magazines on Krishna consciousness. So you can see the wide acceptance of these books. Out of the 2,800 major universities in America, about 90% have purchased one or more of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's books. Occasionally, we receive contributions. This is not in cash, but in kind. For example, Alfred Ford donated 2 buildings to our society, one in Honolulu, Hawaii, and the other in Detroit, America. In London...
Thank you. You can go and play. You cannot understand.
In London, George Harrison donated a big castle, which is now called Bhaktivedanta Manor. We have purchased many buildings and converted them to temples from the sale of our books. What is wrong if... What is wrong if a portion of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust sales are transferred to India for construction of temples? 50% of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust income is spent for further publishing, and the other 50% is spent to build temples all over the world. In fact, Blitz should appreciate this, because Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's books are bringing valuable overseas currency into the country without any cost to the Indian public. Point 7. Blitz. In Bombay, they have put up a temple with a barbed fence around it. ISKCON. There is no barbed wire around the temple. We invite Blitz to show us the barbed wires. There's no blitz to warm. Point 8. Blitz. Already rupees 12 lakhs have been spent on an unfinished temple in Vrindavan, ISKCON. Blitz does not know that the Krishna Balram temple in Vrindavan was completed and officially inaugurated by Dr. Chenna Reddy, governor of UP, in April 1975. They are saying that the temple is still being made. Point 9. Blitz. Their major center seems to be in Orissa, the land of princes and paupers. They have built the center close to our Atomic Energy Commission complex, ISKCON. How foolish. Our major center is not in Orissa, but in Sridhar Mayapur in West Bengal. Mayapur is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna. We are coming in Lord Chaitanya's disciplic succession, and therefore we want to develop Mayapur and make this an international center. In Orissa, we do have two devotees living in three huts in Bhubaneswar. They are living on a piece of land that was donated by one of our life members from Calcutta. If at all it is near the Atomic Energy Commission, it is only by coincidence.
It was donated by the late governor and then minister.
Who?
Vithananda Kanand.
He donated it. Okay, I'll write down his name. Gorgovinda Swami, a 45-year-old retired teacher from Orissa, is in charge of our Bhubaneswar Center. So they'll know. Point 10.
That land was donated by prominent.
Okay, I'll write down his name.
Kaninga, okay. Central government minister, and later on governor of Gujarat.
Okay, I'll write it down.
And he occasionally comes to see me in Calcutta.
Oh. Point 10, Blitz. It has started taking interest in politics. It has started a political party in USA called In God We Trust Party, ISKCON. ISKCON is not involved in politics at all anywhere in the world. Two American devotees did contest some civic elections for which a party called In God We Trust was formed. The purpose of that campaign was to remind everyone to remember the Lord at all times, as everything belongs to God. A spiritual master dissolved in God We Trust Party in USA 4 years ago. Furthermore, there were never any plans to set up in God We Trust in India. We challenged Blitz to show us any evidence to support their claim. Point 11. Blitz. As far back as 1971, the Maharashtra government has taken action against the foreign devotees who have chosen to overstay in Bombay and elsewhere, ISKCON. This statement is also incorrect. The Maharashtra government has never taken any action against our devotees. Point 12. Blitz. The government has decided to stop specialized facilities granted to foreign devotees seeking to popularize Krishna in India, ISKCON. We are very grateful to the government of India for giving us facilities for spreading Krishna consciousness. The government has not withdrawn any special facilities that have been given to us earlier. So, I'm sure that you can see by now the extent to which Blitz has misreported ISKCON activities in India. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one day in every town and village of the world, this Hare Krishna movement would be spread. The Vedic culture is India's real heritage, and we want to popularize it in every corner of the world. Even in Black Africa, we have locals that have joined. ISKCON
every
has devoted
corner of the world for world peace.
Of a world peace. Do you have a pen? No.
You don't have any pen.
Huh? Yeah. I need my pen. Thank
you. Yeah. I found it.
Because this is the only platform for United Nations. Which is practically universal.
This is the only platform for?
For United Nations, which is practically universal.
It's practical.
There are movements all over the world that have joined.
Demonstration.
Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, and Africans.
Yeah.
All, everyone.
ISKCON has devotees in all parts of the world, in all nationalities, including Muslims.
Samas service.
Should the government need any further information, we will be more than happy to and pleased to cooperate in all respects. With kindest regards, yours sincerely, Gopal Krishna Das, Secretary, ISKCON. It's okay. So, this is a point by point reply. So now no one can open their mouth. And I thought we'll give both question, Blitz and ISKCON, so you can see right there.
Mr. Modi discusses this, but he will get help.
Yes, now the other book I want to write is Facts About ISKCON, or What Is ISKCON. We will call that booklet What Is ISKCON, and then in a question and answer form, give all the answers. What is ISKCON? Where does ISKCON get its income from? Who are the people who run ISKCON? Everything that they ask.
What is that?
I think he came from Delhi, from shopping.
They shopping from Delhi?
He was supposed to go to Delhi, few items. They're better and cheaper sometimes. So now I'll work on the other booklet which the defense minister wanted. What is ISKCON? A small, like, Krishna consciousness is authorized on that form with some reviews. We'll put in some reviews.
Oh, it is dark.
It is that the mains has been burned up, should have qualified.
Huh?
So there was no water coming from the mains.
They turned the water off somewhere.
It is dropping.
Oh, it's raining.
Oh, then you cannot see. What is going on? Tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk.
Banana leaves.
This tip one is tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk. Yellow bar. You see our childhood song. Distipare tupu tupu. Nadi alava. The small drops of rain falling. Now there will be flood in the jiva. Distipare tupu tupu. Nadi alava. Bulbulite dhan khela. No, even in October, sometime. There are. Puja.
Yes.
Takes place in October. But from our childhood we have experience, during Durga Puja, there was raining.
Always. Fog.
I was just telling him the monkeys are still there.
They're still there or they're gone?
No, they're still there.
We know
where those monkeys are coming from.
The monkeys live on the porch, one of those porches on the guest house, where Arundhati's room is, around the other side. And up in that dome as well.
Yeah, not close.
They're not in the dome, we looked into that.
No, they're not.
It's covered. The dome's completely.
The top room, they're not close.
No, they have balconies. They said, I was told that they're living on one of the balconies around the other side where Arundhati's room is. No one, they don't chase them away, so they just stay.
The purpose, I just want the name of the person who gave us the land in Orissa, because I'm getting this retyped.
The name is Yuktananda Kanunda.
Kanunda. What was his title before? What was he, ex-governor?
He was minister in the central government.
Oh.
Deputy minister.
Deputy minister.
Deputy minister in the central government.
During when? Approximately?
During Jalalal's time.
Okay.
And later on, Governor of Gujarat.
Governor of?
Gujarat.
Oh. Okay, this is very good. This will put them to shut up their mouth completely. Okay, right.
It's not just dripping a little bit. It's not so bad. I'm just wearing a chadder to keep the mosquitoes off. I'm getting bitten, so I'm wearing a chadder to keep the insects off.
So you're just coming again.
Yeah, he said, well, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj was...
But he gave up.
That's what I told him. Instead of Surya Siddhanta, he became Bhakti Siddhanta. That's okay. I'll explain.
If he wanted, he could have practiced lucrative business. But he gave up.
Yes. Very good.
And he had many students.
Right.
Is God in the fountain?
No, he's going on the outside.
He swims around sometimes inside.
But they make out.
So that means utilizing whatever you already know.
That's right. There is no guarantee. Suppose you are learning some art to Sri Krishna. In the meantime, it gets restless.
Then no service.
You could not learn the art at the same time. You miss Krishna Sahaja. So that is not our principle.
Yeah.
We want to serve Krishna Saparmana Kama Bhakti. Whatever work you already expired. Do it. That's why he is doing. Whatever he knows, he is doing that. He is not going for swing trough. Because he does not know that. Why should he waste that? He knows this art. Let him. That is study. Whatever you know, Krishna can accept any study. Krishna is not one-sided. Because he is everything. So he can accept everything. And that is stated. Sakarmana tama bhakti. Whatever you know, you try to please Krishna. And Krishna is representative, the same thing. Atapundi Jijas Sastra, Varnasama Vibhaga, Sanusitasya Dharmasya. Whatever you know, Sansiddhi, the perfection is Haritosanam. So, whatever we already know, if he is a medical man, whatever little medical knowledge he has got, he can utilize it by serving. Why he should go to white body?
Long time ago, you wrote a letter to Jadirani.
she Jadurani, she went to
I thought that when you first came to, I saw that he has got this tendency for painting. Guy engages immediately. A dude, God painting, whatever you can. In the beginning, she was not good painter. But still, I asked him, anyway, he went, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. And whatever he went, he accepted. It is not the art, but it is the service.
His point was that he doesn't have any service. So he was thinking if he learns something, because he already has a medical background.
Let him serve him that way. He has got a little medical background. Let him utilize that.
Yeah, he wanted to branch out into Ayurvedic so that he could...
That is his whim. That is not service.
I'll write him a letter.
Already gone?
He's been in and out. He's heavy swim. He's doing service for you. I found him by the table and I brought him 3 or 4 days to go to the garden.
What service is
he? He's eating all the bugs.
That's right.
He eats bugs and those nasty flies and beetles.
Oh, they eat bugs?
Yes, yeah. They do very good service in the garden. Gardener's friends, so. Grass snakes, slow worm and toad and frog. Gardener's friends. You sit there and you wait for the light to come.
Jiva Jiva Sa Jivana. One life is food for the another life. Krishna has made such an arrangement that every living entity has got some service. So if he is allowed to do the service, then he's finished by another living entity.
A big snake may come and eat him.
Banana leaves in Mayapur all the time.
No, come on, man, in Bengal, Orissa, they check on banana leaves. All vegetables are different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was invited by Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was checking on banana leaves.
I'm going to fly and you can plant the seeds of Gorella. That is like a nice
Gorella, it is also.
Wonderful.
Portal, can that be grown? Portal.
Portal, both leaves and fruits, they're useful.
Yeah.
Very
little roundy green oblong shape. It looks like a small cucumber. It's about this long. In the kitchen. Thank you. We were doing that in Mayapur. I remember last time.
One leaf is sufficient for four plates, at least.
Actually, I must confess, generally most days I use a bit of banana leaf to take some of your remnants in. Put a bit on the banana leaf, then take some rest. It's very handy for you to take some banana leaf to keep you hungry. Actually, the monkeys, they come and also they eat this leaf. They often come and tell for this leaf and sit on the tree and they eat this
leaf.
Monkeys.
No, that is destructive. They do not.
Since they're eating.
Because they do not get anything, they do make mischief. They're very mischievous. If they do not get any whatever, then cause mischief.
Yeah.
They sometimes come to the new shoot of the banana. The inside shoot is sweet and they break and take that. They eat and enjoy it. I see them as a great beauty.
Do monkeys have any use? Do monkeys have any use?
They have only use. The fat is very good medicine for burns.
For burns? Oh. If you get a dead
portion is burnt, monkey fat is very good. The Chinese eat their brain.
Yeah.
Well, the Japanese also do that.
What's that?
The Japanese, they drink it. They drink it too strong.
Monkey brain?
Yes. They cut the skull off, the live monkey. They cut it, they cut the skull off like egg, and feed the brain to straw. They ready made it even when they do this. Very common practice now. Where is it?
Where the dead is not a monkey.
Well, the monkey is alive, and then it brings the brain this guy, so I think this is also sport to them. Very horrible demons.
And you know that you are eating the fetus meat.
Andy Warhol. Now, before I joined the movement, I was working on a mining camp, and they used to serve out sheep's brains every day. It was a big favourite with the Yugoslavs. Sheep's brains and...
Living sheep and cuts.
No, they kill them first. It's like the Arabs, they eat sheep's eyeballs.
They eat?
Yeah, the eyeball, they think it's a big, great delicacy.
They are delicacy, their own children.
Yeah.
You hear about the new movie?
Channel. Be silent.
Temple in New York that's been 5 years like that, half complex.
No. Things are deteriorating. And fire is on it.
Yeah.
And they still think that they are alive.
In 1 hour, 3 times, 5 hours, still he is at. Born in New York? No. That is mother and Janani, Janam, whom is the Sarada? Many rotten places, bad places, has done some attract.
And feel perfectly at home.
Take his spear and stick it in his ribs, and then he would wake up, and then he would smile.